Therefore, since we are surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. The writer of Hebrews tells us to run the race, but to run a race and to run a long race, we have to shed all of those things which will slow us down. I love these analogies that are in God's holy word. If we're going to run the race of endurance that God has set before us, then let us strip off every weight that slows us down. You know, I run a lot of marathons, and unfortunately I've run marathons way over an ideal weight for running a marathon. And you know what? You can start well, but when you get to the longer miles, like 19, 20, 21, 22 miles, and you're overweight, you start feeling it. You can't run as you want to run. You just know as well that you haven't put in the training, you haven't shed the load that you wanted to. Now, had I done that, had I got an ideal weight for that marathon, or those marathons, I would have finished the race as I intended to, but I let things slip. And the writer of Hebrews is saying this: strip off every weight that slows us down. We have a long way to go as Christians, especially if we come to faith earlier in our lives. And we, all those things that are sinful, all those things that we can still sin, you know, just because we're Christians, it doesn't mean that we never sin. We can still sin, but we have to get rid of those things earlier on, especially the bigger ones. Get rid of the big ones first to stop doing them, and then work your way on the smaller ones. We are called to be more Christ-like. That's living as Christ lived, and he lived a sinless life. We're never going to achieve that, but we want to get as close to that as possible. We are also told by the writer of Hebrews, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, it's, you know, we've got people around us, and it says here, witnesses, they see us, they see our lives as well. They're both our brothers and sisters in Christ, but they see how we are living our lives as well. So we need to put our eyes on the prize, as it were, on that finish line, which is when the day that we die, and we need to be as fit spiritually as possible. You know, we might get older, our bodies might fail, but inside we are so much more Christ-like in our living and our praying and our devotionals, you know, in our Bible reading, in our helping of others, than we were when we first became Christians. We've shed all those bad things, and we are living a spiritual life that enables us to get to the end. And the thing is, if we don't let go of those sins that we keep committing, it can slow us down. It can even push us away from God. You know, we start putting them in front of God. So we need to run the race of endurance, always with our eyes on the end goal, and always shedding those things which will slow us down. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have a long race that's set before us, a race of endurance. Help us through your Holy Spirit to shed those things which will only slow us down. Amen.